The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often shall I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of the slaves released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw that what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that they had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How often should we forgive? Obviously, there could be many different answers to that. Someone actually told me, you probably would not want to remain in the line of fire and get hurt again. So that's one of them. But when Peter asked Jesus this question, Jesus pointed out to the heart of true forgiveness. And the truth is that this is a touchy subject in any culture. And what Jesus was offering is a divine standard that we all should be aiming for. And Jesus dives into the parable of the unforgiving slave to teach us of our need to forgive and raise awareness on the gravity of the unforgiveness. The parable does not leave us hanging. It tells us exactly what happened to the unforgiving slave. It didn't end well. It's a warning for us. There are enormous lessons here for those who are willing to live out the gospel message. And the parable is hinting at the Lord's Prayer when we say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So we are all in this together. No way of getting out. Do you recite the Lord's Prayer? So we are all in this together. So our only choice is to learn how to forgive, to walk with each other in our forgiveness school. Be each other's coach in this noble and divine endeavor of learning how to forgive. I argue that there is this heavenly focused space that we kind of go into. I chose this color specifically. There's this heavenly space that we kind of have to be in to be able to forgive as Jesus recommend. And so in this space, the forgiven is able, in turn, to forgive easily, no matter the gravity of the injury. In this space, by faith, we let go and surrender everything. Dwell in this place, divine space, and forgive. Take, for example, the case of Joseph and his brothers in the Old Testament. Joseph had forgiven his brothers way long before, after years and years of working on himself. If you don't remember what happened to him, he was human trafficked by his own brothers for jealousy, and he was taken and then put into prison at some point in his life, and because he didn't do anything, so you can understand he could have had a heart full of bitterness. But he kept being with God. He kept being in this space that I'm telling you about, being in God's area, in God's atmosphere, to say, I need you, I want to rely on you. So he learned many lessons in that space, that he needs to rely on God despite circumstances. He learned that the reason of his troubles was to save his family from famine in Israel. Well, on the other hand, his brothers were kind of different. They were in this other space where they were afraid that Joseph would eventually take revenge on them, because now their dad is dead. It's like, oh, surely he's going to kill us. Surely he's going to take revenge. It's not a very fun place to be. Now, let's be honest. Was that their own guilt talking? Paranoia? Maybe they thought that Jesus would actually take revenge because that's what they thought they would do if they were him. But Joseph, that's not where Joseph was. Remember, when we are in this not so good space, we bear the brunt of our injuries, and we bear those grudges, and we think about them, and we feel that we can't forgive. But that's not where Joseph was. He had to work on himself. And Jesus knew that they will be there, that many of us actually are there. And he also knew that we have a full capacity to be able to forgive extravagantly others, forgive others, when we are in this divine space. We have to dwell in that divine space, because in our own strength, we cannot forgive. And the psalmist described what that divine space is like, and it's in here in your bulletin. He says, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. I will repeat that. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And repeat that in your home, when you are alone in your room. Repeat that and dwell in that space. The Jews knew how healing the word of God is, so they remained in that word from God. And he continually said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord and bless his holy name. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. So you repeat that to yourself more and more. Dwell in that divine space where God rules. And on contrast, think about it. When we are in this other space of self-focused space, God is removed from that picture. We ruminate on those injuries and grudges, and we feel our pain every day, over and over again. And it feels like our sorrows have been ignored by the world. So that's why we have to keep telling other people, look, I'm hurt, I'm a victim here, because we feel like our pain is being very ignored. And we try to find our own ways to survive it. No, we must move into the divine space instead and put all those burdens onto the feet of Jesus every day and surrender and let go of it all. So as a student of the forgiveness school, we need to continue to be vigilant, because it's easy for us to slip from this divine space into this self-focused space. And we need to pray that God would release in us the forgiveness of our enemies, to give us strength not to focus on our wounds. Remember Jesus on the cross? He prayed for his attackers. Also, pray for those, for God to release in us forgiveness for ourselves, for the way we have disappointed others, for the things we said and did that hurt those we love. Pray that God will release in us forgiveness for people who have hurt us. Remember Jesus' words? If you have anything against anyone, forgive, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. God has already had so much patience for you. Be patient for others as well, which is the point of this parable. Now let us hear Peter's question again. Lord, how often shall my brother trespass against me and I forgive him? Dwell in God's space. Forgive and forgive and forgive constantly and endlessly without calculation. Amen.